Hey everybody, today I watched One Punch Man Episode 8, The Deep Sea King. This is another fantastic episode of One Punch Man. I loved every minute of it. We met a few more heroes, including Puri Puri Prisoner, who is just ridiculous. There's so much nudity in this episode. I mean, like, two guys are nude, but that's a lot more than previous episodes. They're facing off against the Deep Sea King, as the title of this episode implies, and he's possibly the most powerful villain that we've seen on the show so far, just taking out heroes left and right. And he's attacking City J, the Sea Folk are invading, but he seems to be the only one that's left now, because the other ones weren't so tough. One of the other heroes took those guys out before getting taken out himself by the Deep Sea King. I think what we're learning from this episode is that Saitama needs a quicker way to get around, because this skirmish would be a non-issue if he was able to get there much quicker than on foot and then riding the back of Moomin Riders. Is it Moomin? On the back of his bicycle. So we also see Sonic again, who was in prison but broke out along with Puri Puri Prisoner. And he also faces off against the Deep Sea King. So that was pretty cool to see him in on the action. And I can't wait to see what happens next. We're left on a cliffhanger with Saitama still having not arrived at the shelter. They're taking shelter in a stadium, a domed stadium. And he's just wreaking havoc over there. But Saitama hasn't arrived yet. But hopefully, I imagine we'll see how it turns out next week. And I cannot wait. So let me know what you thought about the Deep Sea King by tweeting me at jkire, that's J-K-I-R-E, or leave a comment here on Audio Boom or Today I Watched, or wherever you're listening to this. And be sure to check out todayiwatched.com for more reviews. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time.